Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 20th of Sivan, Tavshin Pebes. Masechta Truma, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Ches. Ein termin shemen al zesim hanichtoshin. We cannot take Truma using oil, for olives that have been crushed and are waiting to be finished the crushing and get the oil out. Veloy al yain hanovim hanidrochim. Nor can one take wine or use wine as truma for grapes that have been crushed and or trodden upon and are waiting just to be finishing to make it to get the wine out. Vim toram. What happens if a person did take truma and he did take the wine for olives? Or he took the oil for olives, wine for grapes that are being crushed. Trumosa truma, but he ever the truma is okay. It'll be proper truma min haTorah. But v'yachsu v'yitrim. The rabbi said, we want you to take another lot of truma after the completion of the olives, the crushing of the olives into oil. Take a bit of oil again from that newly crushed oil. Or take a bit of wine, in the case of the grapes, from the wine that's been made now from the grapes. What's the reason for this? The reason is the Chachamim made a kras, they made a penalty, because of what might happen. With the olives, for example, if you allow a person to take oil as truma for olives that have been starting to be crushed, then he might start taking it straight away, immediately. He'll take Shemen Tohir, he'll use nice pure olive oil, and he'll give that to the Kohen as Truma for all the olives, and then afterwards he won't bother with Tum and Tara for the rest of the olives, because he knows he's already done the Truma. He's given the Truma to the Kohen. But once the rabbi's made it also prohibited to use oil as truma for the olives, that'll force him to finish off the pressing of the olives in a state of tara, because he still has to take another lot of truma mirabonon, from that oil, and it must remain tohir. Because he's not allowed to take truma from the tohir, you're not allowed to use tohir oil for tamay oil. And so he'll have to finish off the pressing of the olives in a state of tara. And for this reason, even b'di'eved, the Chachamim said, no, we want you to take truma again. However, there's a big difference between the two trumas. The first truma, as we said, was truma min haTorah. And therefore, harishona medamas bifnei atzma, says the Mishnah, the first lot of truma being truma min haTorah, if it fell into a mixture of chulin, and the chulin didn't have enough, 100 parts, 100 times as much of it, then it becomes meduma, the whole mixture becomes osur, for eating for a Yisrael. You have to sell a whole lot to a Kohen. Because the first lot of truma is proper truma and is medamas. It makes the mixture makes the mixture inedible for a Yisrael or anyone who's not a Kohen, unless there was 100 times as much, 100 times as much chulin as there was truma. And furthermore, a non-Kohen who eats it by accident has to pay the Kohen a Chomesh as well, a principal and Chomesh, like eating proper Truma. But that's not the case with the second lot of Truma that the Chachamim made him give. That second lot of Truma will not be Medamah, someone is not Chayv a Chomesh, to add a penalty for Chomesh, because min haTorah, it's not Truma. And you also, one has to separate from it, from that little bit of truma, you have to separate maisres, because it's really considered tevel as far as maisre and trumas maisre is concerned. Mishnah Tes. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that you cannot take truma of oil for olives that have been crushed and waiting to complete the process, nor can you use wine as truma for grapes that have been pressed or in the middle of being pressed. Now Mishnah is going to tell us, what about olives that are there for olives that are not there for pressing, olives that are just for eating olives, or grapes that are just for eating grapes? What happens there? Can I use oil for them and as truma for them, or wine for truma for them? Says the Mishnah, yes. Betor min shemen al zeisim anech balshim. One is allowed to take oil and use it as truma for olives that have been pickled and are ready to eat. They've been pickled in salt or vinegar, and that they're basically waiting to be served as being eaten. That is considered a dovosh nigmar malachtoi. That's considered as something that's the process is completed. V'yayin, I can give wine, al anovim lasoisam tzibukim. We can give wine as truma for grapes that are going to be eaten as raisins or eaten as they are. Basically, we can give truma because the oil, and you do it according to the oil that would have been come, that would have been produced from the oil, from the grape, from the olives that have been crushed. And you give truma according to the wine that you could have got from those raisins had you processed it into wine. Basically, the Rambam writes, it's like giving truma from two species which are not kilayim one for another. You're just giving better quality for worse quality, and that's fine. It's the other way around that's a problem. You cannot take grapes and give it truma for wine, because that's making a burden on the kohen to press it into wine. Or similarly, in the case of olives, you can't give olives as truma for oil. That you can't do, because you're giving a tircha, you're making a bother for the kohen. But the other way, yes, you can do it. Says the Mishnah further, Harisha toram shemen al zeisim lachil. What happens if a person gave truma from oil, he used oil, for grapes, for olives that have been pickled and are ready for eating? V'zeisim al zeisim lachila, or he gave truma of olives for olives, and they were all omid lachila, all standing there waiting to be eaten. So clearly, at the time he did that, there's no problem. V'yayin al anovim lachila, or person who gave wine as truma for grapes that are ready to be served and to be eaten that way. V'anovim al anovim lachila, or he gave grapes as truma for grapes that are going to be eaten. Which, all these cases are perfect. Whatever he did, it's perfectly in order. But then he changed his mind. V'nimlach l'dorchon. And then he changed his mind. He's going to take the olives and make it into oil. Or he's going to take the grapes and make it into wine. After he'd already separated truma from as grapes or as olives, respectively. Do we say then, too, he has to give another lot of truma? Says the Mishnah, no. He does not, the rabbis did not put a penalty on him and make him give another lot of truma. Why? Because at the time he gave the truma of the grapes, the truma of the olives, at the time he did it, he was perfectly in order with what the Chachamim had wanted. Later on he changes his mind, okay, so we'll handle the case as a case on its own.